You're listening to SBS News.
The AFL Grand Finalists were confirmed over the weekend with two one-sided elimination matches that saw the reigning Premiers Richmond and the Melbourne Demons losing to Collingwood and the West Coast Eagles respectively. The Eagles took control from the kickoff and totally dominated the Demons. It sets up a Grand Final appearance against Collingwood, who the Eagles beat by 16 points in the first week of the finals. Coach Adam Simpson says he's happy with the way his side handled both fixtures.
We executed our plans really well and we kept it simple. We played our own way. We didn't change anything. When you get the jump on a side and you can maintain your structure, and you know, we're not as consistent as those two teams, but I think when it really matters, we're standing up pretty well.
Collingwood cruised to a 39-point win against the Richmond Tigers on Friday night. Coach Nathan Buckley admitted his side took it easy at times after scoring 5-1 in the opening quarter.
There's no doubt that where we had that gap in the scoreboard that we probably played a little bit careful there for a little while, which is ultimately pretty smart. But when Richmond did what Richmond do and they came at us and the game started looking like the game style that they want, we were able to compose ourselves and get it back on our terms.
Saturday's grand final will be the first time the sides have met in a season decider. In the NRL, the Melbourne Storm were the first club through to the grand final after they beat the Cronulla Sharks 22-6 on Friday night. Storm coach Craig Bellamy knew he'd be facing a former player in the grand final, with Greg Inglis and Cooper Cronk shaping up against each other in Saturday's second preliminary final. The thought of meeting either was something he wasn't keen on contemplating after the win against the Sharks.
It'll be a little bit strange playing in the grand final against either of them, but as you say, because Cooper was last year, and this time last year he was in a grand final for us, you know, so it will feel a little strange, but you know, we'll need to put that in the background, you know, for 80 minutes next week.
Bellamy will be hoping his fullback Billy Slater can avoid suspension when his appeal against the shoulder charge is heard on Tuesday. The Sydney Roosters were helped by Cooper Cronk in the 12-4 win over South Sydney in a real arm wrestle at the Sydney Football Stadium on Saturday. While Cronk ended the match under a shoulder injury cloud, Roosters coach Trent Robinson says his side has time to get better before Sunday's grand final.
I think there's a cog or two more to go for us. We haven't stopped improving all year, and we've got a week left for improvement. So a big part of this week will be allowing us to make sure we go another step for next week.
In golf, Tiger Woods is set to have a worldwide TV audience during the final round of the season-ending Tour Championship in Atlanta on Monday morning. Over the weekend, Woods put himself 3 shots clear of the field and looking a strong chance to score his 80th PGA Tour win. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy and England's Justin Rose share second spot, but all eyes in the early hours of Monday will be on the American as he looks to cap a roller coaster comeback win. The 42-year-old Woods says he has every reason to fancy his chances.
Well, simple math says that if, you know, if I play clean card, the guys behind me have to shoot 67 to force him to extra. And so that helps. You know, I don't have to shoot 63 or 4 and hope I get help. You know, that's a big difference.
To netball, and Australia has wrapped up the Four Nations Quad Series, beating arch rivals New Zealand by 5 in Melbourne on Sunday. Gretel Tippett was outstanding for the Diamonds, who completed a clean sweep. The victory extended Australia's winning streak over the Silver Ferns to 7. Australia's captain is Caitlin Bassett, who says the loss of recent big names doesn't look like affecting her team too badly.
There's been a lot of talk about the experience that's been left in Laura Guyatt, Sharni, Prats, but we've got some exciting young faces coming, and girls who have been around in our fringes for a little bit of time who are now getting full court time. And look at Courtney Bruce, like, absolutely amazing today, and to step into the role of goalkeeper and take that with two hands.
The Diamonds will face their Trans-Tasman rivals again in next month's Constellation Cup. In the English Premier League, Liverpool continued its perfect start to the season, winning its 7th straight match, while Manchester United was held to a 1-1 draw at home by Wolves. In basketball, Australia's Opals have won their first 2 matches of the Women's World Cup in Spain. Nigeria proved no match as centre Liz Cambay scored 34 points in an 88-68 victory on Saturday. Then on Sunday night, Australia downed Argentina 84-43. To tennis, and Roger Federer produced a masterful display against Nick Kyrgios on day 2 of the Laver Cup in Chicago. The Swiss maestro was at his silky best, beating Kyrgios in straight sets. Kyrgios tasted success later in the day, teaming up with Jack Sock as the pair claimed the doubles rubber against Grigor Dimitrov and David Goffin. Team Europe holds a 7-5 lead over Team World going into Monday's final day. In other tennis news, US Open champion Naomi Osaka has lost the final of the Pan Pacific Open, beaten in straight sets by Karolina Pliskova. The Czech former world number one broke the Japanese teenager once in each set to claim a tight encounter. And finally in boxing, Britain's Anthony Joshua secured a technical knockout in the seventh round to defeat Russian Alexander Povetkin at Wembley Stadium on Saturday. The win saw him retain his WBA, IBF, WBO and IBO World Heavyweight Championship belts. In front of around 80,000 fans, Joshua moved to 22 fights unbeaten, handing the 39-year-old Povetkin only his second defeat and first ever knockout. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.